If you seriously need to save on groceries, and more for less is what you crave, Food City understands the struggle is real. That's why their high-quality store brands are such a great deal. Nobody does quality and savings like Food City.
We now go to the Stanley Fitz and Gates hotline, as we do every single Tuesday here on the Eric Gaines Show, and talk to our recruiting expert, Ryan Callahan of GoFalls247. Ryan, it's a recruiting time of the year as we start to get into the camps, you know, as we roll into the month of June and July. Obviously, football season is always a 365-day-a-year sport, but this weekend, Tennessee hosted their 865 Live. What can you tell us about just who was on campus this week and overall what happened?
Yeah, really impressive turnout. And Tennessee, you know, this is their second year hosting an event during Memorial Day weekend, and that's a little bit of a growing trend around college football. You've seen this in past years that the former staff at Auburn used to do something like this, and I think that was maybe sort of the genesis of the idea. But you saw Georgia have a scavenger hunt the previous weekend. The month of June is now so important, and I think getting an early start on hosting these visits as players get closer to their decisions, which more and more happen in the summertime. This is a well-timed event for Tennessee, and it's really a laid-back day. You're playing fun and games. It's a good chance for them to connect with guys on a different level. So when you look at the volume of top players they had in town, you know, a few five stars, more than 24 and five stars in town this past weekend. Some of their current commitments back in town to help recruit some of those guys. It's just sort of a coach and player bonding type event. And when we look back, you know, we may see several players that Tennessee was able to really make moves with that could result in them landing at Tennessee. You know, it may not be just because of this visit, but it certainly strengthens the connection to the school, I think. And did Tennessee some real good this weekend with some of their top targets that they'll be probably hosting again on official visits in most cases.
All right, so I'm watching highlights right now, watching this morning. I'm watching again, four-star running back Peyton Lewis commits to the Vols, 6'1", 190, plays in a pro-style offense, right? He has a fullback on most plays, plays in the wing every once in a while. It's dive, it's toss, it's gap trap. He is a downhill, big, fast, very good cutting, good vision running back. What do you think about that pickup?
Nice pickup for Tennessee, and I think that's a good sign for the Vols. That, you know, we've talked about that position a lot, I feel like, over the past 9 months. Certainly on GoVols 24/7, that position has come up a lot. I think people wanted to see, you know, Tennessee sort of benefit from what their offense has done at the running back position with just all the production, all the rushing touchdowns, sort of fighting the perception that Tennessee's got this pass-happy offense. And people kind of wanting to see Tennessee capitalize a little bit on that offensive production. And so to get somebody like Peyton Lewis, a four-star player, as you mentioned, a top 247 in 24/7 sports rankings, a guy who's really shot up the rankings in the past few months and really piled up some big-time offers since February when Tennessee offered. You know, he's got an Alabama offer. Georgia was at least in the picture. You know, there's some big programs that were at least and looking at him seriously, even if those teams all didn't have him at the top of their board, the fact that he had 30-plus offers and that type of program chasing him, I think obviously a good sign. But, yeah, lots to like about his game. Like you said, speed is the first thing that stands out. 10-5, 100 meters, and that's from earlier this month, actually. So that's a verified track time. You can't beat that kind of speed. On film, shows good vision. There's a lot to like about that pickup. So for Tennessee to beat out some pretty good programs, South Carolina, what was the main competition in the end, but to beat out some pretty good programs for a guy of that caliber and go into the state of Virginia to do it, a state that has been important to Tennessee at times over the years, I think that's a good sign for Tennessee to capitalize on that offensive momentum and get a running back that good this early in the year.
We're talking to Ryan Callahan of GoVols247. 247sports.com is how you can subscribe to GoVols247. I feel like we're beating a dead horse here. We always ask you about five-star linebacker Sammy Brown. He took an official visit to Tennessee this weekend. Seems like there's some, you know, overall confidence there with Tennessee. He said that his family really likes the energy. What's the update? What's the scoop that you can give us on Sammy Brown?
Yeah, first of his five official visits, and that's a tough place to be when you're Tennessee and you've been, you know, kind of playing catch up, or at least that's been certainly the perception in that one for a while now. You know, for months it's been Georgia and Clemson that you've heard the most about in his recruitment, and his high school is literally about 20 miles from Georgia's campus, so realistically, you have to assume that that one still might be hard for Tennessee to win in the end. But there are a couple connections there that Tennessee has used to kind of stay in the picture there. And now it goes beyond this now because he's got a pretty good connection with Tennessee's coaches. But his mother's a Johnson City native, and he's got family in the Knoxville area that he came up and spent some time with Easter weekend and when he visited unofficially back in April. So there's enough of a connection there to think Tennessee still might have a realistic shot. And I think they did themselves some good this past weekend. Now, the tricky part is he goes to Clemson this weekend on an official visit. Georgia gets him next weekend. He's still got four more official visits, and you worry that by the time he gets to the end of June and gets into decision-making mode, he plans to make a decision probably in early July. You know, will some of that visit, some of the good vibes coming out of Tennessee this weekend have faded a little bit by then? But certainly I think Tennessee is at least more of a contender than it once was. You know, I think some people kind of wrote off Tennessee a little bit too early at one point, and now, you know, they're I think at least one of the two or three main contenders in that one going into the final week. So, still think Georgia should probably be viewed as the favorite, but Tennessee's at least put its best foot forward, and as he said, kind of set the bar high going into his remaining official visits, and showed him what a good time he should have on each of his remaining visits if these teams want to land him in the end.
I saw there was a big time Georgia defensive back commit here. What do you think about that? Is that anything? Do we have a chance?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, that's a really interesting one. DeMello Jones is the player you're referencing, and he's a top 100 prospect nationally. Kind of an interesting recruitment because he committed to Georgia back in March, coming off a visit there, and had already scheduled a visit to Tennessee, hadn't been there before at that time, but followed through on taking that visit about 2 weeks later and still took his first look at the Vols, and during that visit scheduled an official visit to Knoxville for next month. So he comes back to Knoxville this past weekend. He's still going to take that official visit the weekend of June 23rd. He's also going to take an official visit to Alabama, and he's already talking about coming back for one of Tennessee's home games during the season, possibly the Georgia game in November, because he wants to see those two teams play. So he made it sound like he's going to keep his recruitment open for the foreseeable future, maybe even all the way to December, and just kind of make sure he's making the right decision. So I think, you know, realistically, you're looking at a home state kid who committed to Georgia in March and back-to-back defending national champion. It's realistically, you know, going to be tough. But if a player like that truly keeps his recruitment open, keeps visiting Tennessee, I wouldn't write that off as a realistic possibility just yet. And the way Georgia recruits, especially, you know, if they get their sights set on some other players and maybe get a little frustrated with a player keeping things open, crazier things have happened. And I think Tennessee's got a good connection with him too. They really enjoyed spending some time together this past weekend. They played some cornhole in Neyland Stadium. He was one of the last players out of the stadium on Saturday. Played a long time with Josh Heupel and some of the other guys on staff. I think they really have a good relationship. So Tennessee's done a good job with DeMello Jones so far, and getting him back on campus for a third time next month, I think bodes well for Tennessee at least having a realistic shot at flipping him.
Ryan, last one for you. It's not really a recruiting-specific question. Obviously, the SEC spring meetings are happening down in Destin this week. Rumored to get the announcement either if we're going to get an 8-game schedule or are we going to get a 9-game schedule. That's kind of up in the air at this point. What do you think is going to be decided in Destin this week?
You know, that's obviously the fascinating question for everyone right now. If I had to guess, if there is a resolution this week, I would lean toward thinking it's more likely to be the 8-game resolution. But right now, I think the good news on that front is that it might be only a 1-year fix, that it might not be a long-term agreement, that's the way they want to keep things going forward. that it might just be sort of a negotiating tactic almost, a short-term fix to sort of get ESPN and the TV networks back to the table for more money, which I think is the SEC's end game in this, trying to get some financial motivation, frankly, to play that ninth game if they're going to do that. You know, coaches obviously don't want to make their lives tougher. They don't want to lose more games by adding a ninth game to the SEC schedule and make a tough league even tougher. So you've got to give them some reason to do it. And if you throw some more money out there, if TV networks can get behind it, I think that's where this thing will go in the long run. But right now, if they do make a decision this week, it just feels like more people are on board with the eight-game path right now. So we'll see if that changes this week. But certainly all eyes on that as the spring meetings go on in Destin. We'll see if there is a resolution this week. But certainly they would love to get that at least wrapped up after so many conversations they've had on that same topic over the past year and a half now.
At Ryan Callahan 247 on Twitter is how you follow him. And Ryan, what's coming up on GoVols 247?
Yeah, tons of coverage coming out of obviously a big recruiting weekend for Tennessee going into camp season. As you said, Tennessee's first camp of the year is actually tomorrow night. So we'll have full coverage of that. Official visit weekends coming up. It's a busy time and a lot going on GoVols 24/7. Got a story up right now on five-star wide receiver Ryan Wingo, who's back in town the past couple days. You can read that to get his thoughts on that visit. And today is actually the final day of our current sale. Get 60% off your first year on GoVols 24/7 if you sign up by midnight tonight. So go take advantage of that and join the site and get in on all the fun for the one of our busiest times of the year in recruiting.
Ryan, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
That sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.